This is the time of year when high school seniors rush to the mailbox to find out which colleges have accepted them. One thing they'll be judged on is their application essay. So Morning Edition asked students to share those essays. More than 150 students, parents, and teachers from around the country responded. 5 were chosen for broadcast. There'll be one each day this week. Richard Van Ornum of Cincinnati is first.
When I was little, I dreamed I was flying. Each night I was up in the air, though never over the same landscape. Sometimes, in the confusion of early morning, I would wake up thinking it was true, and I'd leap off my bed, expecting to soar out of the window. Of course, I always hit the ground, but not before remembering that I'd been dreaming. I would realize that no real person could fly, and I'd collapse on the floor, crushed by the weight of my own limitations. Eventually, my dreams of flying stopped. I think I stopped dreaming completely. After that, my earliest memory is of learning to count to 100. After baths, my mother would perch me on the sink and dry me as I tried to make it to 100 without a mistake. I had to be lifted onto the sink. An accident with a runaway truck when I was 4 had mangled my left leg, leaving scars that stood out, puckered white against my skin. Looking at the largest of my scars in the mirror, I imagined that it was an eagle. It wasn't fair, I thought. I had an eagle on my leg, but I couldn't fly. I could hardly walk, and the crutches hurt my arms. Years later, in Venice, I had the closest thing to a revelation I can imagine. Sitting on the rooftop of the Cathedral of San Marco, I wasn't sure what life had in store for me. I was up on a ledge, in between the winged horses that overlooked San Marco Square. To the left, the Grand Canal snaked off into the sea, where the sun cast long, crimson afternoon shadows across the city. Below me, in the square, pigeons swirled away from the children chasing them and swooped down onto a tourist who was scattering dried corn. Somewhere in the square, a band was playing Frank Sinatra. It was Fly Me to the Moon, I think. Up on the roof of the cathedral, it seemed to me the pieces of my life suddenly fell together. I realized that everyone is born with gifts, but we all run into obstacles. If we recognize our talents and make the best of them, we've got a fighting chance to overcome our obstacles and succeed in life. I knew what my gifts were, imagination and perseverance. And I also knew what my first obstacle had been, a runaway truck on a May morning with no compassion for preschoolers on a field trip. But I knew that the obstacles weren't impossible. They could be overcome. I was proof of that, walking. That night, for the first time in years, I dreamed I was flying. I soared through the fields of Italy, through the narrow winding streets of Venice and on beyond the Grand Canal, chasing the reddening sun across the sea.
The college essay of Richard Van Ornum, who attends the Seven Hills School in Cincinnati.